So, the bubble has burst. And here we are, now living beyond the construct. This is new territory. Exciting, wild and unpredictable. The little bears are feeling it. The flicker effect from the Mars and Uranus conjunction of early August in the bull is now stabilising as Mars moves towards the head of the bull, and it's becoming easier to observe what is actually happening. Uranus brings a blast of charge that switches polarities. In some aspects it's just for an instant, and other switches are of longer duration. I don't know for how long, and how they affect each of us can be highly individual according to where Uranus is in our chart and other factors. But one of the effects of the polarity switches is that you get to see the bigger picture, both sides of whatever it is that is created by the energy between the two opposing charges. As this is happening in the bull, the underlying theme is the mind-body interface and the expression of images and ideas about ourselves and our relationship with nature. Yesterday, the 28th of August, as Venus rose in the east, Saturn was setting in the west, and as he slipped below the horizon, he extracted some ideas about domesticity from her dream stream. It was like twisting out a cork from a bottle, and last night in my dreams I slept with the lions. We've been like lions bred into captivity, eating what is thrown at us by our jailers, knowing that we could kill them. But then what? What lies beyond the walls? If you imagine a bubble floating in the vastness of the universe, as soon as you can imagine it, you are outside of it. You are the universe looking at the bubble. You are a non-local awareness as the infinite web of life, as well as a single point of embodied perception and density within it. From within the bubble, you only have the bubble perspective of yourself and a controlled reality, like a lion in a cage. The bubble is the artificial construct, the simulation, the false matrix, whatever you want to call it. When you realize it as this small blob that only exist as a distortion of the fractal geometry of the universe, it looks and acts like a tumour, sucking out the life force of all those within it. From here, it's glaringly obvious that you affect it more than it affects you. Well, this is a pretty significant shift in perspective. Once you realise this, there is no going back. The bubble has popped and you know it. You can still do all the things you want to do that are part of bubble world. You can use money, go shopping, meet people, etc., but on different terms. There are some things that you used to do that you don't want to do anymore because you just don't need to. There is no more bubble. It's not there for anyone anymore. But there are those who never saw it in the first place, and therefore they cannot notice its absence. There are also those who want to convince you that it still exists. Ignore them. They will throw everything they have at us to convince us that they are still in charge, that their illusion is real. What a polarity switch that is. There are several layers to the bubble, probably seven, as detailed in the story of the seven scorpions of Isis. It's all about stings and arrows. I was contemplating this today. When did I notice the first pop? How do I know that the bubble has completely burst? Well, actually, this was also completely obvious. The first layers burst back in May, just after our great mother rebirthed herself. My elderflower cordial suddenly started exploding everywhere. Bottles in the kitchen exploded, in the storeroom, in the barn. It was like a war zone and a huge sticky mess to clear up, conveniently during the time that we had no water. We finally got that all cleared up and sat down, and there was suddenly another fizz And then followed by another loud pop. It was like a light bulb exploding. It sounded as though it was in the kitchen, but it could have been on the roof. And we never found out what it was. Unfortunately, I didn't keep count of the pops or the stings. But today, immediately after I'd questioned this in my mind, another bomb went off in the kitchen. Nothing to be seen. I listened and waited and then saw blood dripping out of the fridge. Only it wasn't blood. It was the elderberry syrup from last year. Perfectly stable up until now, but quietly building and exploding at exactly the right moment. This is confirmation. Our ordinary senses are biofeedback senses for the earth, with the exception of the sense of smell. The sense of smell is uniquely calibrated so that we can interact with the world from the inside out. Our other senses are designed so as to filter out many frequencies of existence so that we can have the experience of being an individual and separate from whatever it is we were looking at, hearing, touching or tasting. This gives us the gift of witnessing, to enjoy the wonder, beauty and magic of the planet as if we were a divine creator. Quite obviously, everything we see, hear, touch or taste has already happened. It's all temporarily fixed in a certain density and form, and there are only limited ways that we can change them according to nature's laws. Just as obviously, it's much easier to bring about change by destroying something than it is to catalyse a genuine act of creation. Destruction and synthetic, pathetic copies are also so obviously the mark of the false gods. In the act of seeing, you look at something, and this generates the idea of separation from the whole of existence. But it's just an idea in your head. However, society is structured so as to validate only what we see externally as real, while systemically promoting duality at every opportunity to enforce the sense of separation. Your inner world is fantasy, childish, make pretend, not real, but their illusion, a distorted reflection of you, is real. Really? Really? In this way, we lost our source connection and forgot that we are infinitely creative beings with the power to shape reality. But we never stopped being generative and creative. We just used our energy and inventiveness to shape reality in such a way as to confirm the idea of separation, so that we created the construct to suit their agenda and trapped ourselves within it in the process. But nothing lasts forever. And here we are, standing firm in the flicker, with a few more scars and stings, waiting and witnessing. And now, it's obvious to anyone with eyes to see, that Mother Nature has won this round, and in the most spectacular fashion. In her unerring wisdom, she has allowed the murdering psychoparasites to burst their own bubble with their own needles. Touché. Beyond the construct, there's a lot to be done. We aren't suddenly in a magical paradise where there is no pain and everything works perfectly. And we will have to deal with the reality that many bubble dwellers will not survive this transition. However, we now know what to do or what not to do in any given moment, and it is much easier to get on with it. Crucially, our sense of self and our proper relationship with nature has been restored.